This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. It's been nearly a week since the aborted mutiny in Russia by the Wagner mercenary group and its leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, and still much is unknown about how it's affecting Russia and Vladimir Putin internally. Kennan Institute on Russian Studies director William Pomerantz told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program, Putin will be looking to disavow any appearance of having been weakened by last week's mutiny attempt.
Expectation is that Putin will go hard at anyone associated with this mutiny, whether there's evidence or not, that won't really matter for Putin, and that he will do what he has done consistently throughout his presidency, and that is go after any sort of opposition. My anticipation is that there will be a long list of people because this was much closer in terms of an actual coup than I think Putin anticipated.
The U.S. Supreme Court Friday blocked President Joe Biden's plan to cancel $430 million in student loan debt, a move that had been intended to benefit up to 43 million Americans and fulfill a campaign promise. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The court's conservative majority ruled in favor of six conservative-leaning states that objected to Biden's plan, which was intended to benefit up to 43 million Americans, a major campaign promise made by the Democratic president. Biden called the court's decision disappointing and wrong and said he would work to find other ways to provide relief to American families. On Friday, students and advocates rallied outside the Supreme Court, demanding the president act quickly.
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. You'll find more information on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A panel of judges Friday voted to render far-right former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro ineligible to run for office again after concluding he had abused his power and cast unfounded doubts on the country's electronic voting system. Friday's decision forbids Bolsonaro from running until 2030. It upends the 60-year-old's political future and likely erases any chance for him to regain power in Brazil. Five of the seven judges on the nation's highest electoral court agreed that Bolsonaro abused his authority by using government communication channels to promote his campaign and sow seeds of doubt about the vote. Speaking to reporters, Bolsonaro Friday described the ruling as being stabbed in the back, and his lawyers have pledged to appeal the decision to the Supreme Court, though experts say the decision is unlikely to be overturned. A Biden administration review of the 2021 departure of U.S. forces from Afghanistan found that both during the President Trump and Biden administrations, there was insufficient senior-level consideration of worst-case scenarios. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
As the Taliban took key cities far faster than most U.S. officials expected, and the fate of Kabul became unclear, the report says State Department personnel began receiving an overwhelming number of incoming calls and messages from lawmakers, other government agencies, and the public, pleading for help saving people trapped in the country. According to the review, staff working to facilitate the evacuation faced confusing guidance that wasn't attuned to real-world conditions at the time. Chaos ensued at Kabul's airport, where 13 U.S. troops and about 170 Afghans died in a suicide bombing. I'm Mike Hempen.
Many U.S. youth summer camps in the Midwest and eastern United States have been making adjustments to deal with poor air quality caused by the smoke from out-of-control wildfires in Canada. The Associated Press' Ed Donahue reports.
Christopher Mallon at Camp Conaquee Spencer near Pittsburgh has noticed the change in air quality.
I've only seen fog like this before. I've never seen this kind of smoke.
Camp Executive Director Mike McElhaney says the great outdoors isn't so great when air quality levels are high.
Really want them to get outdoors, but they can't run, they can't do activities with high exertion.
So it's on to plan B.
We're treating it like a rainy day experience.
The pool is closed, no hiking, camping, or outdoor sports. One camp is making paper mache volcanoes inside, using kiddie pools to contain the mess.
We're adapting as best as we can.
Camp Conaquee Spencer even had to send home a few campers with health problems. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.